Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As Chicago bringing us back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Rick Smith is our guest, longtime Brain Trust member, the author of The Leap, a co-founder of a new company called CloudDDM.com is the website. It's a 3D printing, innovative new 3D printing company, which we're going to talk about a little bit more. Rick, one of the purposes of me talking about 3D printing Joe Barker over the years, he's been doing a great job of keeping us up to date over the years, over the last 8 or 9 years at least, on 3D printing. One of my goals, Rick, was to give my audience a heads up and say to them, okay, guys, this is technology that's going to impact your business down the road, a year from now, 10 years from now. It's either going to help you or it's going to run over you, and you need to make sure you're in the right lane when it hits. Now, you told me something a minute ago that's a perfect example of this. Talk to us again about this. Was it an ignition system or a carburetor? What was the system that you said that used to be in multiple parts, now it's one part?
Yeah, it's actually the fuel injection system for a jet engine that GE manufactures. So the old system had 21 separate parts that needed to be produced, shipped to the same location, and then assembled. The new system is printed on a 3D metal printer. It's one part. It's 5 times stronger and increases fuel efficiency by 15%. And so this is what, you know, when this is a single part, obviously it's not changing the entire plane, but the implications of it are really disarming in a lot of ways.
Right.
So, you know, what happens to the part suppliers for the 21 initial parts if you could produce everything in one, in one time?
And the warehouses and the boxes that each one of those parts go in, and the person who counts them. So what I want to make sure we get to, though, before we go too further, much further, is how you're doing this. Folks, think about how goods are produced, parts are produced in a factory, they're boxed up, they're shipped by some form or fashion to a location where maybe they're assembled, then that assembly is shipped, then again. And so it goes through all these different hands, all these different steps. Rick, tell us how you're doing yours now.
Yeah, so like you said, traditionally you have to create a mold. That takes usually months. A lot of times you're doing it over in Asia and then shipping, and that takes at least 3 months to get it on a slow boat, back to get the efficiency. So we've set up shop in right in the UPS Global Distribution Center in Louisville. We're literally right at the end of the runway. And so, customers or companies can simply drag and drop an image of a part onto our website. It immediately spools up one of our 100 industrial printers at very high speed. The parts, say you're ordering an industrial part, the part will come out. We pack it up and ship it by 10 a.m. the next morning. So it's literally same day production and shipping, which
without inventory. One of the things I've talked about it for years now, for ever since I've been doing my show, Rick, is just-in-time inventory. This is just-in-time acquisition, not just inventory. But I mean, I don't know what there's probably a better word for it. But this is just-in-time origination or formation. I don't know what the word to use, but this is taking it to a whole new level. So think about what Rick just said, folks, about how that part eliminated 21 other pieces, and all the people and all the associated packaging and shipping and everything, and created on demand. We now have on demand books, right, Rick? If you and I in our next book, if we wanted to, we could let Amazon print it on demand one at a time. That's what you're doing, isn't it?
Yeah, basically. In fact, the internet is a great example of the disruption that we're likely to see, where you had a pretty entrenched mass production business for media and publishing. Then the internet comes along and completely displaces
Yep.
The majority of that industry, with a whole bunch of other jobs and interesting, you know, occupations that sort of, you know, pop up. I think we're going to see the same thing in production and manufacturing at
yep.
this point.
So what is your disruption? What's the implication for your company? If you know, one of the things that's happening, Rick, as you know, is the disruptions are coming faster and more furious than they ever did, right? There was a time when a disruption would take 100 years to get to an industry, and then 20, then 5, then 1. I mean, is it possible that one of your customers could install their own printer in their own factory and rule you out in a year or so?
Well, so we actually see most of the large companies now are investing in 3D printing facilities on their own. Our feeling is, you know, and particularly as small and mid-sized companies start to get into the game and, you know, participate in virtual inventory, et cetera, mm-hmm. low volume production, the technology changes so quickly that we're able to make the capital investments to create mm-hmm. scale manufacturing. We stay mm-hmm. up with the technology, and it makes it so much simpler, especially if you can print, have your engineers or designers print right when they go home, and the part's there by 10 a.m. the next
right.
morning, then why don't
and you're using the cloud argument, meaning you don't have to worry about the upgrades. We'll take care of that.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I mean, there's not only plastic, but there's
right.
a whole bunch of different metal
other
printing.
Stuff. Hey, Rick, I got to wrap it up, but will you come back another day and talk some more and keep us posted on how this is going? This is fascinating.
Yeah, I'd be happy to.
Good job today, by the way. CloudDDM.com is the website. Check it out, folks. Hey, Rick, congratulations. Come back soon.
All right, thank you.
Rick Smith, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. What about that report, ladies and gentlemen? Pretty exciting for me. 10:29 after. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.